Hey, who wants to have some fun?
It is weird, but at least it's legal.
Quality show.
Well, looks like you have a fan.
Hearing about you all over town, actually.
Now let me call your kind attention to our big show.
Well, good morning. A big one. It's a Monday, and it's Tim Hunter back at it again here on KRKO. Lots of Everett's greatest hits for you this morning to set the tone for your day. I just had a blast. Had some friends from out of town, one from Chicago, one from Florida. And the one from Florida is a hotelier who needed to keep a low profile because she wasn't able to see everybody, so she didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. So we snuck her in, we snuck her out, but she was sharing some of the stories that she picked up while she was here. And that includes last weekend's Taylor Swift event. Okay, so you got the Swifty thing going on. You had the Toronto Blue Jays in town, so a lot of people coming down from Canada. The hotels in Seattle were charging upwards of $700 a night. I am not kidding you. These are well-known, respectable hotels, and they were just, you know, hey, we're full, but we got one room left, and it's $700 in a hotel. Oh, speaking about the whole Taylor Swift thing, she was here at a couple of concerts, and she broke the record set by Marshawn Lynch's famous Beast Quake. Remember that time, 2011, he ran down the field, helped beat the New Orleans Saints, and the crowd went nuts and caused a 0.3 earthquake on the seismograph. Taylor Swifties made a 2.3 earthquake, so she has the new record. Wow. Man, it's just been a crazy summer, hasn't it? Keep hearing things, you go, whoa, really? Well, anyway, let's get things back to normal here. More of Everett's greatest hits in a couple. It is KRKO in your radio. Tim Hunter playing Everett's greatest hits on my final week on the air here. And it's nothing to be sad about. We're celebrating it. I'm going to dig out some of my memories from my 5 years here at KRKO. Brian Mengel will be stepping in here to handle the music and your mornings a week from today. So he's going to be great. You're going to love it. I'm going to get more sleep. But one of the many things I'm so thrilled about, having been a part of KRKO for the last half a decade, was the fact that I was here last year when KRKO celebrated its 100th birthday. And among the people I tracked down, I found out that they had worked at one time at KRKO was the late Dory Monson. In fact, I chatted with him just a couple of months before he passed away last year on New Year's Eve. And I remember him bringing up the fact he wished he had more pictures of the days that he was here.
It's something I really regret. I wish that I had a better chronicle of all the things that I did in my youth. But I bet I don't have one picture that was ever taken of me behind the mighty KRKO microphone. How about this piece of trivia? Are you aware that I once co-hosted the Big Ballard Parade?
I was aware because I was there.
Oh, you were the co-host?
I was the co-host. Okay. Obviously, I made quite the impression.
Quite a piece of trivia for me to share with you.
That just cracked me up. The fact we did a parade together, I have pictures and everything else, but he didn't remember me, but that's okay. I remember him, and I'll remember my days here at KRKO for a long, long time. All right, more memories to share throughout the morning, and a little bit of fun and silliness tossed in. Yeah, getting into a Monday, last day of July. Boy, where did that month go? Okay, starting tomorrow, technically, it's okay to use the phrase back to school, but we just won't use it excessively. It's KRKO, Tim Hunter, Everett's greatest hits. And a week from today, there's going to be something new in the morning here at KRKO. And that something new is a guy by the name of Brian Mengel.
Hello, Tim.
How are you?
I'm so good. I'm enjoying sleeping in for now.
Well, that party's going to be over soon. So the coup worked. You're taking over this show a week from today. And I just want people to know that you and I have known each other for a really long time.
Well, right, because a fun fact, you were the best man in my wedding. That was 18 years ago.
Wow.
But we had met at a radio station before that. So I would say, what, like 20, 25 years?
And I'm sure it seems longer. So
I wasn't going to say.
It was a race for the punchline. I am so excited because for me, it's just a matter of slowing down and taking it a little easier than I normally do, which will still be 100 miles an hour, but I'll be in the far right lane now. You will be in here playing Everett's greatest hits and having fun, and you did that when you filled in for me when I was on vacation, and I am just so happy you're the guy.
Oh, it feels like a pageant where you've been wearing the crown, and now you're handing it off to me. The responsibility and the duties therein.
Well, before a swimsuit competition takes off, we're going to wrap that up. I'll be checking in with Brian throughout the week. But yeah, Brian Mengel, your new morning show wake-up call host, a week from today here on KRKO. Everett's greatest hits on the way in minutes, and we'll just keep them coming. Feeling good Monday morning underway here at KRKO. Tim Hunter playing Everett's greatest hits. And when we have a home Aqua Sox game on a Friday night coming up, KRKO is giving away a family four-pack of tickets to you, the KRKO listener who downloaded our app, went to the contest page, and entered a special app-only contest to win those tickets. And from here, all I need is a winner named Karina.
It is Karina. This must be Tim.
It is. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I saw it come across my phone. I'm at work, and I'm like, there's no way Tim Hunter's calling me.
Oh, no, there is a way. I can't tell you how many people go, oh, come on. That's awesome. What do you do for a living?
I'm a mail carrier.
Oh, cool. I've got several friends that work for the U.S. Postal Service.
Just getting my route ready to go out and go deliver.
Does it keep you in shape? Does it, you know, is it your form of exercise?
It is. It is. It keeps you active.
Well, hopefully it won't wear you down because we have some possible plans for you. First off, you downloaded our KRKO app.
I did. I've been listening to you guys while I'm out delivering my mail.
Well, to say thank you, and because you entered to win a family four-pack of tickets to go to a Funko Friday Aqua Sox game, we've got tickets for you for this Friday.
Oh, sweet.
It's a nice little treat before you head into the weekend, and it's a Funko Friday Freddy Funko Vinyl Soda giveaway. I have no idea what that means, but it's a lot of words.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah.
So it's just a way of saying thanks for downloading our app and also for entering. Only way you can enter to win this contest is on the app. So you did everything you needed to do, and you're our winner.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, if there's a Funko Friday game coming up, we will give away a family four-pack the Monday prior. So Karina got the tickets this week. A lot of Aqua Sox left to go. So why don't we make you a winner in the weeks ahead? Go to the app store of your phone, download the app, and then head to the contest page to win those tickets. Enjoying the good life, a lot of coffee, and a lot of great songs. Everett's greatest hits. It's KRKO and Tim Hunter starting out a brand new work week. I tell you, during the summer, it's a little easier to deal with, especially when you wake up to sunshine. Got a week ahead of great weather. Get a little hot later on, so kind of brace yourself for that. Might need your very own KRKO tank top to remain cool. Check out our KRKO Radio Swag Shop. It's on the website. You just click a link there, or you can go directly there if you put in krko.radioswagshop.com.
Dude, listen.
Lay it on me, big boy.
I'm listening.
Well, I know quite a bit. I want to make sure you know this stuff, too. There have been rumors about when Lorne Michaels finally retires from Saturday Night Live, the person they're talking to about taking over, Tina Fey. This broke late in the week last week. Randy Meisner, a founding member of the Eagles, passed away last Wednesday at the age of 77. His is the voice you hear when you hear the song Take It to the Limit. Watch out for those ticks. There is something called alpha-gal syndrome, AGS. It's known as the red meat allergy disease. If you get bit by a certain tick from the Lone Star State, so watch yourself if you go into Texas, you could develop an actual allergy to red meat. Oh, I don't know if I could survive in a world without a burger. That's just me. Fox is looking at postponing the Emmy Awards. They're supposed to be next month, but because of the writers and actors strike, they may bump it to January. And tomorrow is the Major League Baseball trading deadline at 3 p.m. our time. A lot of wheeling and dealings already gone on, but wondering what the Mariners have in mind between now and then. We shall see. In the meantime, let's get ready to play more of Everett's Greatest Hits for you in a couple of minutes. KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Tim Hunter is savoring every single moment this week because this is my final week on the radio, period. Heading off into the sunset, going to just relax, take it easy. Got my buddy Brian Mengel stepping in here next week to take over the show. But I have been asking those who have gone before me, who have retired, how it works, the adjustments and things like that. And that includes a quick chat I did with my buddy, former morning show partner, Bruce Murdoch.
First of all, I have to tell you, you're going to be a lot better rested than you've ever been.
Okay, looking forward to that.
It was actually surprisingly easy for me to make that adjustment. You're still going to see things, you're going to experience things, and want to do a bit about them or talk about them. I recommend you use your Facebook page, like I do. Mm-hmm. I see things, I jot them down, I work them up, I put them out there.
All right, well, thank you for the tips. I appreciate that. I'm feeling better about it day by day, and I it's, you know, they're sad at wrapping it up.
Sure.
But there's also all of the, frankly, for me, it's all the spare time I'm going to inherit, and I'm looking forward to that. So.
Well, and the people in your family are going to look forward to it. You're going to be rested. You'll have more of yourself to give to them. And it's time, you know, brother, you've been talking to people and giving them your best for so long. It's time to start giving your best to your family.
Thank you, Murd.